This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
If you fly frequently enough, there's a good solid chance you're going to be on a flight with a screaming child nearby.
It happened to me, and I wasn't
You were
looking.
The child?
No. I was like on a Southwest flight. I was so concerned about getting my wife and I seats together that I walked, and I didn't do a good enough scan of who I was around, and I picked an aisle, and then I looked to my left, the aisle in front of me, baby. I looked to the right, behind me, aisle, baby. And I literally said out loud, "Oh, I'm going to regret this." And the mom was like, "Yeah, me too."
Well, that's what happened to one Gen Zer who took to TikTok, posting a video of what she heard during a whole 3-hour flight she endured with a 5-year-old child behind her, kicking her seat all while the mom slept.
There's nothing worse than that.
That's not even crying. That's screaming.
I've traveled with a child before, and she had a fit, and I got up because I could because we were able to walk around. Mm-hmm. I got up. I took her to the back. I walked her around and calmed her down. Like, it's your job as a parent to make that stop. Mm-hmm. So when parents are trying and they're doing everything they can to, like, try to quell the child, I appreciate it. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's when the ones that just pretend it's not their kid sends me through the roof.
Exactly.
Man.
Well, in her video, the woman asked why we don't have adult-only flights available.
That is a great idea.
I think you're not alone in this. Some commenters agreed with her and claimed they would pay big money.
Yep.
While others stated, though, she was being cruel and selfish and not considering the feelings of the mother on the flight.
The mother was asleep!
That's what I want to reiterate here. While they said that, you know, typically the mom is the one that's stressed because she realizes her child is being a nuisance, that she's already stressed. You don't need to add more stress onto her saying we need adult-only flights. But I'd like to reiterate, the woman was asleep.
And here's the thing. She's allowed to have her opinion about wanting an adult-only flight.
Yeah.
Just because it's a tough situation having kids, maybe you've raised your kids already and you're done with that phase of life. I know I am. I don't want to go back.
Or maybe you're a mom on vacation and you don't want to be
your
in
kid's
your
at home screaming at someone else and you're like, that's the last thing I want to hear. There's nothing wrong with saying that. You're not saying you're a horrible mother. We need flight. You're just saying I would like to have we went on a cruise and they had and it was a Disney cruise, so there's like kids, but then they had adult only excursions, and we booked all of those because we're older now and kids are great for other people, you know.
Just not for me.
Exactly. I'm done with that. And so I'm like, yes, I support that 100%. I think it'd be a great idea, and then everyone's happy.
I agree.
Uplifting WayFM, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Janine. Y'all were just talking about the flight, kid-only flights and adult-only flights.
Yeah, there was a lady who had a screaming child, and she was just kind of asleep and, pretending it wasn't hers, and somebody in front of her was doing a video and was like, man, I wish we had adult-only flights. I'm like, that's not a bad idea. What's your thought?
So, I think it's a wonderful idea, but we already have a shortage of flight attendants. Who's going to get on the plane that has a bunch of children? Who's going to want to work that flight?
That's true.
That's very true. That's the newbie. The person that just got hired on, guess what? You got to pay your dues.
Yep.
Yeah, low man on the totem pole.
Exactly. Hey, I appreciate you being on with us today, Denise.
All right. Have a good day.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. A little good news. Giddy up. It's kind of a roundup of 3 good news stories because the regular news is a little bit of a bummer. So we're going to start with you, Betty Rock. Good news. Giddy up. Go.
A 93-year-old woman. Her name is Betty.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. She went skydiving for the very first time last week. It was on her bucket list. And here's what her biggest fear was. It was that she would lose her dentures in the fall.
I get it. I've skydived before, and when your mouth, if you open your mouth, your cheeks go, and I can see how that could happen.
Well, the good news is, luckily, they stayed in her mouth, and she didn't lose them.
Everybody wins that
day.
good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
There was an 86-year-old guy. He just tried a cheeseburger for the first time.
I'm so skeptical of that. Like, you didn't eat a cheeseburger in your 86 years on this planet? How is that possible?
I read further into it. He said he's just like a health guy and was basically, he would, you know, shame his family for junk food related things. But his daughter took him to a McDonald's. Great first place to try a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said he liked it.
Oh, that's so great. Like, he's like, I'm 86. I don't care anymore. He just lets himself go. After 86 years of eating healthy, one cheeseburger undoes this poor guy. And finally, we'll keep on the age thing here today. Good news, giddy up. A story in Germany just came out about this common cancer drug that actually they're saying is maybe and showing promising signs of being an anti-aging drug that because of the way it's working with the body could help extend people's lives beyond the cancer.
Wow.
So, yeah, you could be 86 years old and eating cheeseburgers till
yeah,
you die. And maybe never die.
Yes.
Like, how great would that be?
The price is wrong, Bob.
Uplifting Way FM. This here's the Wally Show, and we are going to do a little marketplace math. You have a chance to win a Way FM prize pack right now. Betty Rock spends her fair share of time on the Facebook Marketplace. In fact, she actually just conducted a deal, a barter, yesterday.
Yeah, no, it kind of felt sketchy because I had to meet her in a parking lot in the back.
Sure.
And she told me what vehicle she was driving and all this stuff. I took a friend with me just to be safe. They were
exchanging puzzles. I love it. I got two puzzles. One's got a cat on it, and the other's got a flamingo. What do you got?
Oh, you're not far from the truth. But
You probably gave her the puzzle I just gave you.
No, I didn't. Stop. No, I didn't. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, because, yes, I spend a lot of time on Facebook Marketplace. It's become kind of an addiction for me.
Sure.
But I've pulled a couple of odd things you see on there that you're like, why are you selling this? Or you're thinking, wow, that's a great deal. I'm going to give you that item. I'm going to give you a very detailed description of it, and then I want you to guess how much you think that person is selling it
for. Now, make sure you're paying attention, because you're going to get questions from our conversation here, and that's how you're going to win your prize. So, okay, go ahead.
All right, the first item up is a vintage Boy Scout Beaver Award.
Whoa.
Award.
Now, do you know what the Beaver Award
I
is awarded
not.
For?
No.
It's for showing performing community service.
Oh, okay.
So you get the Beaver Award.
Okay.
Now, it's in a blue and white ribbon around your neck, and there is a medal of a beaver.
I can't believe someone's selling that. Like, I mean, you had to work hard to get that, probably. Maybe they're donating it to charity because they are such a servant. So I'm going to say, I don't think that has a lot of value. I don't think there's a lot of medals in it that are going to be of any value either. I'm going to say $7.
Oh, okay.
I think it has even less value because I can't think of a reason why someone would actually pay money for
it. Need it, yeah.
But I think if it's like, you know, it's a piece of metal, someone's like, I might as well ask $3 for it.
Okay. Closest to without going over.
Well, you didn't even get close. It was $80.
No!
They are wrong.
What?
$80.
$80?
Like, yeah, that's what they're selling
it
for.
Is it magic? Like,
it's a Beaver Award.
I know. Well, that's so great. Okay, $80. Holy cow.
All right, so the next item up is 11 different boy dog clothes. Okay, so these are items that you can see on a boy dog. Okay, but it's a small dog. It's not a big dog. Keep that in mind. There are 11 different ones. For instance, you'll see one that says couch potato on it.
Stop it.
And there's
cute.
Another one that's in the shape of a banana.
Oh.
So they look like a banana.
I've never put any of my animals in a costume.
No. I have.
Yeah, I know you have. Yeah, I'm not wired that way. So I've never been in the market for this kind of thing. I don't know any idea how much it would be, but I also do know that people spend a lot of money on their pets.
They do.
So I'm going to say, you said there's 11.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say they value each one at $6 an outfit, which would be $66.
Oh.
But then I think they realize, okay, this is crazy. $50. I'm going to go $50.
Okay.
I think that this stuff totally brand new, I might pay in that realm for, given value and what they would actually charge at a store for it. But if it's probably used, and in my head, it's just other dogs have had that. You don't know what dogs do in those clothes. I think it's only like $30.
Mm.
Closest to without going over.
Both of you are over. It was 25.
Oh, what a deal. Why are we not buying this?
What a deal.
Can you send me that link?
Yeah. Yeah. Why do we not get these and make Gavin wear them?
No.
That'd be a fashion show. That'd be so great. Okay. Well, there you go. I think I won today. 855-33-WAY-FM. Now, you're going to get a question based on our questions, and if you can get it right, you'll win a prize right now. So 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play.
The price is wrong, Bob.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Lisa, you are up for a little marketplace math. Now, did you hear our whole conversation?
I did.
Okay, were you paying attention? Because I said that a couple times.
I tried.
All right. We're going to find out how good your retention is. Now, we had a conversation. You're going to get a question about that. If you can get it right, you will win a Way FM prize pack. When Betty was talking about a sketchy meetup for Facebook Marketplace to exchange puzzles, I mentioned that... I mentioned the subject, possibly, of two of the puzzles. All you have to do is tell me what one of those puzzles I mentioned could have had on it.
Cat or flamingo.
There you go!
Lisa!
Nice done!
Wow.
Wow, you got both of them right. That's just showing off. Congratulations.
I know, I tried.
Lisa, do you do any kind of meddling on the Facebook Marketplace?
I actually sell on Facebook Marketplace. I've been doing it for 2 years.
Really? Are you doing pretty well with it?
Around Christmas, I do really well, about $100 a day.
Oh, wow.
What are you selling?
Just about anything. I go to a lot of yard sales, closeout sales. I sell brand new baby items. I sell puzzles are really big.
Puzzles?
That's Betty's thing is puzzles. And she's like, I will not pay over $5 for a puzzle.
I won't.
I know. What's the most you ever sold a puzzle for?
$65.
What? Oh, my gosh.
That puzzle better do itself. Like, honestly.
It was from 1952.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Well, good on you, man. That's awesome. You're making some bucks on the marketplace, and it paid off for you now because you're picking up a Way FM prize pack. Woo! Which I better not see you
Thank
selling
God.
Any of that stuff.
Don't sell it on Facebook Marketplace.
I will not.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
So there's no substitute for hard work and dedication. And there was a former school janitor turned teacher who then became principal of that elementary school.
Wow.
Yeah. What a progression, right?
Yeah.
I think that's cool. So Mike Huss, he said, I feel blessed to have had such a fulfilling career and I'm excited to start this new chapter. So Mike, Mr. Mike, has actually had a long history with that school. He attended the school when he was a kid. Then he worked there as a janitor, and he didn't want to pursue his education. And a lot of teachers were like, man, the kids love you. You're wasting your time. You should be teaching. And so he waited till his wife finished school. Then he went back and did 4 years of school, kind of like you did, Rock, mm-hmm. You know, working full time when you went to Colorado Christian University.
Yeah, later in life at 30, but yeah. I still did it.
Yeah, you did. And you got 2 degrees. You're better than Mr. Mike.
I wouldn't say that.
But so like he set this goal, goes back to school. And then he said, it's weird. I literally was the school janitor on Monday. I worked a double shift, and then I worked from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. that night, and then the next day on Tuesday was my first teacher's meeting. Like, he got, he finished his degree, was still working, and then was a teacher the next day, and then he said that Thursday of that week I had my first class.
Wow.
And then all of that, he continued to work hard, and now he's the principal at that school.
Wow, he knows that place inside and out.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Right.
But here's the, I think there's another lesson here. Besides hard work and dedication, I think the lesson is really there's a tendency to not treat everyone equally and not treat people well. Sometimes it's a tendency to look down on maybe the janitor. And mm-hmm. you're like, well, that guy just cleans the toilets. But you never know when that person's going to be your boss someday.
Right.
You know? And I think it's really important. Like, we have Christian artists that come in here all the time. And, you know, there's a tendency for people in this industry to just cater and kowtow to the artist. But you have to treat everybody around them really well. And that makes what you do with them better, too. Mm-hmm. But, again, it's just the right thing to do. You treat everybody the same. And because, again, you never know. That janitor could be your boss one day. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And we have our boss here at work. His son was climbing a tree. And he fell like 20, 25 feet out of the tree and got hurt really badly. Like, the list of injuries that he has is everything from like ocular socket breaks to a leg break to bruised lungs,
Gosh, that's terrible.
Like, it's bad. He's doing okay, but there's a lot of things that have to happen for him to make a full recovery. And he's like 13, you know, like he's a kid. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. You know, kids want to do things and sometimes
push the limits.
Yeah, and sometimes they get hurt and stuff. And so I was talking with Steve the other day, and like, he was like, so thankful inside of this, you know, and we're just thankful that he's all right. You know, it's going to be a long road, but we're thankful, you know. Mm-hmm. And as we talked, though, I was like, man, he had to have hit branches on the way down to have this many injuries that he had, too. And he was like, oh, yeah, he hit a lot of branches. But ultimately, those branches broke his fall, which probably would have killed him. You know,
it kind of saved his life.
Exactly. Mm. But they were also the things that kind of hurt,
right,
you know, on the way and caused other injuries, but ultimately probably saved him, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those things that, as I started to think about this, of like kind of a bigger picture, biblical perspective, is what are those branches in your life that didn't feel good, but they served a really important purpose in your life,
almost in saving your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it could have turned your life in a different trajectory and more for the positive instead of for the negative.
Exactly. And so I'd love to have this conversation with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show and for all the craziness and all the seriousness stuff, too. I'd really love your perspective on this. So what is that branch in your life that maybe didn't feel great, but it broke your fall, in essence, you know, and it was a thing that maybe served a purpose for you? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What is that branch in your life that didn't feel good, but it served a purpose?
Well, Wally, that branch was a DUI, unfortunately. Mm. I was self-medicating and coping with a daughter with cancer and a divorce and a lot of trauma, and I was not turning to God. I was turning to alcohol. And he let me get pulled over one night on my birthday, and it was so humbling, and it hurt a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get into the legal system, and that gets messy, and you pay for that for a while.
You pay for it, for sure. But you know what? I have told people for years since then, that was God all day long. That was God saving my life.
Yeah, sometimes we have to learn the lesson the hard way. It would be so much easier if we didn't, but sometimes it takes that rock bottom to then start climbing up.
Yeah, unfortunately it does, but God's good that way.
How's your daughter doing?
You know what? She is 15 years old. She was diagnosed when she was 7. She has had no relapses, and she is cured.
Wow, well, that's amazing. Well, man, everything's kind of coming full circle for you. That's awesome.
It really is. So this one hit home. Hitting branches really hit home. I mean, I had my phone up before you listed the phone number.
Hey, Allison, I appreciate you being on with us. Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good morning.
So what is that branch in your life, Alex, that, you know, didn't feel great at the time, but it served a purpose?
My branch was relationships. Like, I'd climb really high. I'd have a, you know, at first it seemed like a great relationship. In turn, like, it always ended in heartbreak, or it was toxic or dysfunctional or whatever, and then I'd fall from that branch and I'd hit the ground really hard, and it would just break pieces of my heart every time. But through God, and in the last like 2 years I've been single, and just, I know he's been preparing me, and I am now in the healthiest relationship I've ever been in. It's like just love is in the air. So
you're living that song, God Bless the Broken Road That Led Me Straight to You.
Yeah, pretty much.
He was my blessing in disguise.
All right, Lathan, you're up. What is that branch in your life that didn't feel good at the time when you hit it, but it served a purpose?
Well, I broke both my legs in boot camp.
Oof.
So I was in the Marine Corps.
Okay, and so you just start like all excited, this is going to be my career. What happened?
Well, after coming out of high school, I was not a very physical person. And
obviously.
kind of had a very low self-esteem, and the Marine Corps was my choice to try to fix that. And I really pushed it hard and ended up with stress fractures, and then didn't quit, just kept going, kept pushing, and ended up finishing a very long hike. Was very proud of myself, and I jumped out of the back of the truck and compound fractured my left leg. And while I was on crutches to repair that, my right leg fractured.
Oh my gosh. Now, were you able to continue serving as a Marine, or did this take you out?
No, that took me out. That was God's way of giving me the self-esteem, the self-motivation that I needed to become the person that I am today, because had I not done all that, I probably would still be in the Marines. Instead, I have four wonderful kids and a beautiful wife.
Yeah, that's crazy that it sent you on a completely different trajectory, but one that you're happy with.
Yeah, I always look back at it as a way of God blessing me, because during high school, I had very low self-esteem, very, very low motivation, and the Marine Corps gave me that. So I did get out of it what I needed.
What are those branches in life for you, Shannon, that didn't feel good, but they broke your fall or they helped change your trajectory?
Oh, my goodness. This is really hard for me to talk about, and it's been 20 years. So I wasn't really raised in church. And so when I got up and out of the house, Mom and Dad started going to church. And my sister and brother was real involved, and they had the camp. You know, they went to camp. So you fast forward several years, and my mom passes away 20 years ago. And when she did, I was broken. I was just so hurt. And their church family picked me up and held me up and just carried me through that grief. And it changed my life. And one of my girlfriend's mamas invited me to church, like, just not too long after that. I went in and I gave my life to the Lord just simply because of the love mm-hmm. that church family gave me. Like, I had been part of them, you know. Then I find out from my mom's best friend that she prayed daily for her kids.
As hard as it is losing someone like your mom, and I know it's still fresh for you 20 years later, moms would give their lives for their kids, you know, and so her passing away, but her praying for you and you coming to faith after she passed away would still be her best day, you know, and the fact that she is going to see you again in heaven now is amazing. And so it took something really hurtful and bad for you to come to faith, but there's nothing your mom would want more.
No. And, you know, if I tried to pray her back here, she'd be like, no, I'll wait for you.
Yeah, that's true. It's a little better here. We don't have taxes.
Yeah, that's right. But I appreciate you asking that question, because we all have those branches that are life-altering.
Fine print drives me nuts. I'm always like, what are they trying to hide? Hey, it's Wally. And I was actually talking about this with Betty and Gavin on our podcast the other day. Have you ever read any of the fine print on anything?
No.
And they know that. That's why it's important to trust the people that you do business with. Like, I closed on my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. Love those guys. And I read about nothing, you know, like, but
just
I trust
trusting.
Them. That's exactly it. Like, I trust them. And that's what's so important. This lady that they sent to the house is great. This is what this is. This is what this is. And you're like, all right, just let me sign. Let's do this.
Sign my life away. Oh, yeah. Whoops, so, I just gave away my child.
Yeah,
my bad.
Well, that's okay. Joke's on them. She's going to cost them a whole lot. So if you need a loan or you want to refinance your home, do yourself a favor and talk to United Faith Mortgage. They are faith-based and they do not play the fine print game. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
When you listen to a radio station like WayFM, you obviously hear songs. You hear us talking all of our nonsense and doing all of our things. You hear maybe commercials for local businesses. And then you hear something called what we call liners. And could you, Wally, Betty, explain what like a liner is? Kind of peel that back for
a people. A lot of stations, we don't have a lot of these, but a lot of stations will have artists, you know, come on and go, "Hi, I'm Toby Mac, and I love listening to blah, 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 blah," you know, and you know, when you want to get your day started right, listen to the morning show, you know, so they, a lot of stations will ask the artist to do what's called liners for them, like they're their best friend.
Yes.
So, yeah, we don't have a lot of that.
And a station was asking Bart Millard, he's the lead singer of the band Mercy Me, they were asking him to record a liner, and this is how it went for him.
Hey, this is Bart Millard from Mercy Me, and when I think of the phrase, get your praise on, someone or something that's worthy of praise in my life, I think about this. What? I gotta come up with something? I thought I was just reading.
I was like, what is that?
I'm Ron Burgundy?
I'm Ron Burgundy. Oh, it's so great. Yeah, because like, they basically put a piece of paper in front of you. A lot of times they don't give you any context, and you just are supposed to read it cold and sound like you like them and care about them. And so I love that little snapshot that they posted on their Instagram of what life is really like. Like, yeah, we ain't best friends, you know, kind of thing.
I have to think of something.
Yeah, insert person and personal story here.
He should have just said that.
And just left it.
Yep.
Because you know what would have happened is, because I do know enough about radio stations, because it's a business of C students, and so like that, if he had just left it, it would have gone to a production director. Production director's got a million things to do, and he would have just cut that little snippet out and went, "I wonder why they wrote it like that." Okay, and put it in there, and it would have aired, and it would have been so glorious. I wish that had made it onto some other station's air. All right, that's gonna do it for your TMI.
I'm in love. I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and there are all these days of the week. And Betty Rock came across one that I thought was really interesting: National Matchmaker Day. And I fancy myself as a little, I try, as a little bit of a matchmaker. And it's hard when you're single, like Betty, because everyone wants the best for her and they want what she wants. And that's like for her to be in a relationship. So everybody wants to help you.
Can I reword that?
Please.
Yes, it would be nice to have a relationship, sure, but it is not my day in, day out situation where I'm just hoping someone's going to match me up.
No, but it's your goal. But your goal, if you were to be honest, would be like, yes, I want to get married, right?
It would be nice, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be how my world ends.
Sure, I understand that. That's healthy.
well, but, it is.
But I'm saying, like, people aren't trying to fix you up because they think that, oh, it's sad. But it's right. Like they know that it would be a desire of yours. So it's like, oh, let me see if I can help. I constantly am looking for people for you. And it's just so weird. Like, I find myself looking at guys' fingers to see if they have a ring on at church. Mm. The officer the other day.
I really wish you wouldn't.
I know. I'm trying to. But I'm trying to. I haven't found anybody that's good enough for you.
Well, thank you. But I'm in fear of the fact that you think you'll find someone good enough for me.
Yep.
And it'll be what you think is good, sure, but what I won't think is good. Then you'll take personal offense to it, right, if I say no, and then I won't hear the end of it.
No, but I have promised you, I have a standing promise to you that when you are ready, if you ever get to that point, that we will do an on-air thing and kind of like The Bachelor, and I will find you the perfect man that way.
Keep waiting on
right.
that.
Right. Well, I mean, but again, it's always out there for you.
Right. But I would say your matchmaking abilities are lacking.
I don't know. You haven't let me try.
But there are a few out there that have done some matchmaking, and it has been a win. It has even led to marriage.
I know. I could do that. There was a guy that worked at a zoo that he had dealt with tigers. I think that was selfish of you not to date him for us. Because we could have, we could have gotten a tiger tour. But anyway,
once
I digress.
Again, it proves my point.
Yeah. So here's the deal. What is a relationship that you feel you can take credit for? Maybe you were that matchmaker and you're like, yep, I put these two people together and here's the lengths I went to. I crafted a false meeting under false pretenses to get them there. You know, like I'm curious if people work on, that happens in the movies all the time, mm-hmm, but does it happen in real life?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that fake, you know, encounter that seemed chance, but it was really orchestrated? I would wonder.
Mm-hmm. They have to be out there.
Yeah. Have any of your friends that are close to you ever tried to set you up?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And didn't work out?
Yeah, I just don't want anyone involved in that side of my life. But,
I understand.
But all those friends don't get, and I'm looking at you too.
No, I haven't done anything.
That don't get the point.
I stayed out of it. I've stayed out of it. I haven't set you up with anybody. I'm out of it. Don't worry about it. It's all right. 855-33-WAY-FM. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that relationship that you think you can take credit for, and what are the lengths you went to? And, oh, real quick side note, I want to date Betty Rock calls because that always happens. And so just let me stop you there. Yeah. I'm perfect for her.
No.
I got all my teeth.
No.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. Is there a relationship that you can take credit for, and what were the lengths you went to make it happen for someone?
So I got my best friend and my cousin together.
Oh.
Now that's dangerous because you're mixing family into this too, you know. That's a tricky thing. How did it happen?
We were teenagers, and I knew my best friend really liked my cousin, so I invited her over to ride four-wheelers with us.
Nice.
And there we had two of them, and I purposely got on the four-wheeler with my other cousin, and I was like, Clay, you need to take Leslie and show her around the land. And that's what sparked their relationship.
Wow.
They've been married for 4 years now.
Wow.
What an amazing best friend you are.
I gotta tell you, though, like, that seems like that could be Betty's story, too. Like, you would love that.
And the four-wheeler?
Yeah, and
yes.
Telling that story. Like, when you're old, you're like, well, children, let me tell you the story of how me and your pawpaw met. We was on a four-wheeler, and I got to tell you, sparks and backfires flew.
Oh, I'm going to tell our kids, our grandkids, that it was all me.
There you go. That's awesome. I love it, girl. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Is there somebody that you can take credit for their relationship coming together? And, like, what were the lengths that you went to make it happen?
My sister and brother-in-law, her husband had passed away, and his wife had passed away. And it was a year to the day that his wife had passed away and when I introduced them. But to begin with, we had an auction at church, and I said, well, there's Tim. So they just got together. They said, you know, I did all of it, but we had prayed for her, what we wanted for her and a man. So the sister credits me for putting them together, but it was God all the way. And they've been married for like 8 years now.
Was there anybody, Pam, that was like, hey, they both lost their spouses and it's only been a year, you know, are we rushing things? Or was everybody like, hey, this is a good fit?
They were all so happy for them.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because that's a weird thing, that time after you lose somebody of when you start dating. Like, a year seems respectable to me. An hour is probably too much.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you a matchmaker, Crystal?
I am not. My mom is, though.
Okay, so your mom was the matchmaker, because it's National Matchmaker Day, and so we're curious about the lengths that someone went to help somebody create a relationship. So your mom did this. Okay, what happened?
So my parents and my now in-laws and my husband were all a part of a cowboy reenactment group, and they met up every weekend and did the whole shebang.
Was your husband a part of this as well, or was it just the parents?
No, my husband was very much a part of it.
Okay, and you were not, though?
I was not. I tried to get roped in several times, but...
Okay, but you never went. Okay, so what happened?
So I was dating a guy for a while, and he and I had recently broke up. And so my mom had been, she's like, there's this really cute guy, he's in our group, you need to come meet him. And I'm like, okay, well, he dresses up like a cowboy every weekend. I'm not, like, sure this is the path for me. But I was like, fine, I'll go. It'll be a good time. We met. We hit it off. He asked my dad's permission to take me out on a date, and the rest is history. We've
really?
Been married for 10 years. We have a beautiful daughter together, and we're all one big happy family.
So it's safe to say that he roped your heart.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
That was nice. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Now, this was a cowboy reenactment thing that you got kind of pulled into. If it had been like a clown convention, would you have still shown up?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, see, you could have missed out on a great husband, though. See, you got to take chances. That's it. You're living proof. You got to sometimes step out of your comfort zone to find that special someone.
Yeah, my mom never lets me forget it. She goes, I did that.
Yeah, she did. Well, you should remind her that when he's being a jerk. You're like, yeah, you did this, Mom.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining.
Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
If you're the game-playing type and just can't get enough of winning, well, Apple now offers a gaming subscription service called Apple Arcade, and it's available to you for only $4.99 a month.
Oh, another $4.99 a month. I'm telling you, man, like, this is how we're all going to go broke, is $4 at a time.
You're telling me.
And not even $4. It's actually $5, yeah. But I always round down. They get me.
And now they've announced that there will be a new trivia game added that includes actor Tom Hanks.
Oh.
It's called Hanks 101 Trivia.
Oh, you know our weakness. You know our weakness for Tom Hanks. I'm sure Bites Betty doesn't already have this.
I already bought it.
That a girl. I figured.
The game will contain 58,000 questions about different subjects like history, science, food, art, and technology. So nothing that has to do with Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. But he will be the narrator of the questions.
So he's the Alex Trebek,
yes,
of it. Yeah, like, he doesn't even necessarily know the answers.
Yeah.
But he is the host.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think is fun.
Oh, he's super likable.
And he has the great voice for it.
Yeah. And so he's got to shoot a lot, because it's an app, so it's all already pre-done. So did he have to read 58,000 questions?
I bet he did.
I can't even,
wait,
not even imagine
no, no, no,
how long
no.
that would take.
Wait a minute.
What?
This is just hitting me. Wasn't he, we covered this in a least of these like years ago,
yeah,
but we found out that he has a brother that sounds just like him. Do you remember this?
I do remember
and
this.
It was something about Toy Story when he,
yes,
was playing Woody.
Yeah.
They found out that he could do like some of the side projects or something as his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Does any of that make, do you remember that?
No.
Was it him or was it... It wasn't Buzz Lightyear voice, Tim Allen, was it?
No.
That was Tom Hanks?
I'm pretty sure it was Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that, but
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Never quote her on anything, honestly. If you're looking for facts, you're barking up the wrong tree here. But
unless it has to do with country music,
yeah,
don't ever quote me on it.
So, I can't even imagine what it would be like to write 58,000 questions for anything,
oh,
either.
I know.
Like, how many people were writing it and then researching it? Because you got to know that the answers are right.
True, true. Well, I don't know. Maybe you should sell
you know
out the, like, the $4.
$4.99
a month and,
yeah,
find out.
I hope it's like their other subscriptions where you could come in and out of it. Like, if you like,
yeah,
it, then you go, okay, that's cool. And if not, then peace out.
And they have a free trial, too.
Oh, okay. We should do that. We should do a free trial on the show and see if we can answer Tom Hanks's questions. I like that. Will you get that, please? Thank you.
Me?
Yeah. You,
no,
yeah,
you.
No, you'll get it and you'll forget to turn it off and we'll have it for the rest of our lives. It's great. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. I'm curious if you recognize that theme song. If you have kids, you might. It's the show Bluey, the kids show Bluey.
I've never seen that.
I love it. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's like Australian, mm-hmm, and they're these family of dogs, and the life lessons are great. But what I really love about it is that it works on two levels. Like, as an adult, I can watch it. Like, I was watching it the other day. I don't have kids anymore. And I was watching it, and I laughed so hard at this one part, okay? So I'm watching it without the kids, obviously. And Bluey and Bingo, those are the two girl dogs in this, the kids. They're playing library with their cousin Muffin, and things are not going well. And the parenting lesson at the end of this made me laugh so hard.
We're playing library and she won't return her books. She said she doesn't have to follow the library rules.
Did she say why?
She says because she's the most special kid in the world.
Oh, okay. I'll be right back. You know how I said you're the most special kid in the world?
Yes.
Well, you're not. I mean, you are to me and your mum. We love you more than anything. But you're probably not special to everyone else.
Okay.
So you have to follow the same rules as everyone, okay?
Okay, Dad.
Thanks, kiddo.
Oh,
she took that so well.
I love that. But there's truth in that. Like, yeah, you're special to your mom and I, but if you're like, oh, you're so special, kids start to feel entitled, you know, and like, mm, they're better than, you know, and it's like, so while you, it's that balanced line of you're trying to build some of them up in their self-esteem and let them know, you know, to me and to God, you're special, but it doesn't set you above the rules or above anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Such a valuable lesson. It's so funny.
It's very direct.
Yes, it is. But that's what I love about it. No, when I said you're special, you're not, you know? So here's what I want to talk about. This is a chance for you as a parent, maybe even an older parent. This is fun. What do kids need to hear today, okay? Very simple. I think kids need to hear that. I think it's a really good message.
That they're not special.
Yes!
That they are normal, that they are lackluster.
No, that they're just not special. Like that. Yes. Okay. There was a commencement speaker who did a speech. It was so great. He's like, "You're not special. You know, regardless of what your eighth grade trophy, your Aunt Olivia told you, you're not. You're just like everybody else." And everyone graduating today across the country, there's like 800,000 graduates. Of that, there's 800,000 valedictorians. So you're not special, you know. And so, like, because I think that's a dangerous thing where we start thinking we're better than everybody.
Yeah, because it could lead to depression or anxiety if you're not living up to what you think is special.
Right.
Like your parents or your family have been telling you this whole time, you're so special. And then you grow up and you're like, I can't get anything done that's special-ish.
Right. And so I thought that was a really good take on it, you know. So I'm curious, what do you think kids need to hear today? 855-33-WAY-FM. Come on, Gen Xers. Maybe even a boomer or two. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. What do you think is another thing that kids might need to hear today?
I have a 14-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 4-year-old, and I tell them often, not everybody's going to like you.
That is a good thing. I mean, because a lot
and
of times
okay.
you try to... like
people,
be somebody,
please.
Yeah, and you can become someone you're not just trying to make people
to
like
fit
you.
In, yeah,
yep. And I tell them just like that. Not everybody's going to be your friend. You don't have to be everybody's friend.
You have to be kind to people, but it's not like you have to be best friends.
Yes, so I love to repeat that all the time.
That's
not
good.
Everybody's going to like you. Sometimes I don't like you. I'll always like you, but I don't always like you.
Well, April, I appreciate you being on with us. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Les, you're up. What do you think kids need to hear today?
I think kids need to hear no.
Yes, because somehow we've gotten to this place where we don't want to tell them no because we don't want to stifle them. No, sometimes kids need to be told no.
Well, kids do need boundaries. And, you know, I was told no, and I'm 54 years old. I've got my own kids. My parents told me no my whole life, basically. And I knew what no meant.
I think that sometimes the best thing you can do for kids is tell them no, because then they've got to figure out maybe too how to work around something, or, hey, you can't have this new thing because we're on a budget. And so then they've got to figure out, well, if I want this, I'm going to have to work for it. And so some good, healthy things can come out of telling them no, for sure.
Oh, exactly. It completely removes the entitlement frame of mind. And I think it places more value on what they do have.
So, Liz, what do you think is something else kids need to hear these days?
So, I've got four boys of my own, and I'm constantly telling them that nothing in life is free. Like, someone worked for that hard for you to have it. Somebody paid for it somewhere.
Yeah, I love when kids will argue with you and be like, well, this is mine.
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
This is my room.
Well, it might be yours,
yeah.
But somebody worked for it.
Your room is on loan to you because daddy pays for that, you know?
Yeah.
I guess true on a biblical sense, though, it's the same way with God. Like, just as we look like our kids and our kids can get entitled and they're like, it's mine.
True.
I have to believe God looks at us, too, and goes, really? You think this is yours? You did this, you know?
It's all temporary,
Well, Liz, thanks for being on the show with us. I appreciate it.
Yep. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Katie, you're up. What is a good piece of advice that you think kids need to hear today?
You can't do everything. Because sometimes I think as parents, we want to think our kids are the most talented, the most gifted. But you got to be honest with them, because if they're not a good singer, we don't want them to embarrass themselves and the whole world thinks that they sound foolish. Be honest with them and say, well, honey, that's not your gift.
That's how kids end up on American Idol on the days where they're playing the bad clips of people who can't sing, because no one was honest with them. They're like, no, you can do anything. I couldn't play in the NBA. And like my parents to tell me I could play in the NBA would have been like doing me a disservice. I would have spent my whole life trying to do this and then not accomplish it because I'm 5'6", you know. And
barely.
Barely, and I had no skills, and then I'd be like, what? I thought I could do it, you know, and then it's more depressing. I think that it's a really healthy lesson to tell kids, like, say you have a passion, and you're not going to be an NBA player. You don't have to be the star to have a fulfilling life. You work in an organization, you know, somehow.
Yeah.
You work with kids. You coach. Like, you can still be around what you love, but you don't have to be
the
number one person in it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But to tell kids, oh, you can do anything you want. You can be anything you want to be. There are limits to that, and I think you do them a disservice by not explaining that.
Absolutely. 100%. And I'll be by your side wherever you fall in the day of night.
Up uplifting Way FM. That is 10th Avenue North and former lead singer Mike Donaghy. We had him on the show recently, and I wanted to do a thing. I haven't done this with a lot of artists yet, but linkage, where I give them three things and they have to tell me what they have in common. What do you, Mike Donaghy, Van Halen lead singer David Lee Roth, and David Crowder have in common?
David Lee Roth,
yeah.
David Crowder, and me.
Yes.
I have no idea.
You're all quitters. You okay. All left successful bands and followed a new trajectory.
Brave pioneers, yes. Quitters, you know, it's all a matter of perspective.
And I know on the surface that seems like, okay, well, that was a weird question, but like it really went to someplace cool. And you can see the video if you just text the word Mike to 91979. You can see the whole video that we did with him because there's some really great stuff in there. Like he does this thing called mic drops, and they're interesting because he does like these 1 minute kind of micro sermons, if you will, you know, and like one time he posted this one where this girl was like, you know, I want to have more social media followers. And he asked her, he said, well, how many followers do you have? And she's like 300 and something. And he goes, you already have more than Jesus. He had 12. And his whole point was, if you're going to use social media, you should use it to serve others. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing that, then the perspective was you can't serve 300, 500, no. A million, but you can serve a smaller number really well. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, just change your perspective. So I was like, man, that's a really good thought. So we thought we'd have fun with him and give him a bowl full of random words to see how quickly he could craft a spiritual metaphor out of maybe some odd words.
Word is...
What's the word?
Preparation H.
All right, well, you got 1 minute. Let's see what you got, Mike.
Ready?
Drop it.
Go.
You know, I don't know if you've ever suffered from pain down there. But you're headed to the store for some Preparation H. And the problem is, Preparation H merely deals with the symptom.
Nice.
Not the root cause.
Oh.
And so a lot of times we're just trying to put ointment on wounds when really our wounds are speaking to something deeper. Something we needed to get to the core of.
That is amazing.
Wow. It also sounds like you're speaking from experience.
Oh, so good. And there's actually more to it. Like I was surprised he got something like kind of profound out of that quickly. He's a deep thinker and a quick thinker. If you want to see the whole thing, you can actually see the joke we played on him with the Preparation H as well. It's really easy. All you have to do is text us. Text Mike to 91979. That's M-I-K-E, Mike, to 91979, and we will send you a link.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.